Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Mem Vav Maseches Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include whether it is permitted to benefit from the following items that were worshipped: Ilan Shenato L'Bseif Avdei, a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and was later worshipped; Avnei Har Shenedaldalu, stones that were dislodged from a mountain on their own; Haru Behema, mountains and animals; Zakev Be'el L'Shtachav Eslav, one set up an egg to bow to it; Zakev Levein L'Shtachav Eslav, one set up a brick to bow to it; Yeshneved B'mechuber Itzel Gavaya, whether items that are attached to the ground and were worshipped are permitted for use as a carbon; and Machshiri Carbon K'Carbon Dama, whether it is permitted to use them for the Mizbeach, which merely assists with the carbon. Yeshin B'nevet, do items that were worshipped and are forbidden to Hekdash become permitted if they undergo significant change? Kula V'chumra L'chumra Parchina, when we have two options, we always make a Kabochema that teaches a stringency, not a leniency. Hasun L'gabim Mizbeach, whether the offspring of an animal forbidden for use as a carbon are permitted. The Gemara discusses Nirvu L'B'Seif Ibru, Ibru L'B'Seif Nirvu, whether the animal was first nirva and then it became pregnant, or the reverse. Hazayis doiches haShabbos, whether one may sprinkle the water of the paradum on Shabbos, which is also medrabanan, to become tar on Erev Pesach so that he can partake in the carbon Pesach.